Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. We're joined by Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, a very interesting piece in the paper today. I'll read the headline. It's out of Fonda, New York. Farmhand off to prison for human smuggling.
Yeah, interesting story that starts in Phoenix, Arizona, and ends up in Montgomery County, New York. This Joel Mazariego Soto, originally from Guatemala, was arrested near his Fonda residence last April. He was working there as a farmhand on a dairy farm. After pleading guilty to money laundering and human smuggling charges last year in federal court, he was sentenced in Arizona just last week to 5 years in prison. Besides milking cows at the dairy farm, he also coordinated the smuggling of scores of people north across the U.S. border with Mexico and laundering the profits. Deposits of more than $1,000 made by people in the U.S. were funneled through his account in Fonda to Phoenix-based smugglers in payment for bringing family members across the border. Meanwhile, in Phoenix, his men ran several what they call stash houses. Over the course of the federal investigation, raids uncovered large groups of people illegally smuggled into the country. At one of the houses, the investigators found the financial ledgers that traced the money north to Fonda. New York Farm Bureau spokesman Steve Ammerman said Mazariego Soto's case speaks to a larger problem facing farmers all over the country. They're not worried about accidentally employing smugglers, though. They're worried about employing those who were smuggled. Ammerman said there are limitations to what a farmer can do to verify the identity of a potential hire. In this case, Mazariego Soto was in the country illegally, but he had enough documentation to start a bank account in the name of his alias. And those documents, Ammerman notes, would have been plenty to secure work at a farm.
Very interesting. We turn to a cautionary tale about those of us around tax time.
Yeah, I guess so. In federal court, a Schenectady woman was sentenced to more than 3 years in prison for a check writing and tax return scam that netted more than $87,000 from the U.S. Internal Revenue Service. Prosecutors argued for a harsher sentence, saying she showed no intention of following the law, while her defense argued for a lighter sentence, saying her scam wasn't sophisticated and didn't hurt anyone. Patricia Alfieri pleaded guilty in December to mail fraud and filing a false return. This is what she did. The scam involved sending the IRS more than $3.6 million in bogus checks, then receiving overpayment checks from the IRS before the IRS realized her checks were worthless. In all, she admitted to mailing 65 bogus checks to the IRS. She also admitted to over-reporting her federal income tax withholding and fabricating home mortgage interest and real estate tax payments. She was ordered to pay about $47,000 back in restitution, and a direct deposit of about $70,000 was recovered before Alfieri could gain access to it.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick. She is the editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, you can go to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thanks.
Thanks, David.